So I want to talk about a concept I learned about by Simon Berger, a critical thinker. He talks on geopolitics, he talks on society's history and such forth. He came up with this concept called live players versus dead players, basically being that a live player is a person, a well-coordination of groups of people that are able to do things that have not been done before, whereas a dead player is a person or group of people that is working, say, off a script, and they're incapable of doing new things, right? So you might think to yourself, like, what are the signs that a player is, like, alive, right? One way to figure that out is seeing somebody doing things outside of their expected domain, right? So in a new area, in an unexpected domain, so that indicates that they figured out how to do new things for themselves, right? Furthermore, a live player is basically a group of people that kind of work tightly in a coordinated way. They're flexible, they're responsive to do things that they have not done before, right? So this basically allows them to make moves outside of the formal structure of a group, of a society. They go off script, they're constantly innovating, and they take action, right? They do things that haven't been done, or they do things that aren't expected of them, right? And so forth. So, in fact, you could actually predict what will happen to a society if you understand its landscape of live players. So societies with few live players, Samuel says that they tend to stagnate, and societies with many live players tend to flourish and grow. So all this to say, when I think about myself or my partners at Magna and what we're trying to do in Africa, there's no script for that. You know, we may appear delusional, we may fail temporarily, but at the end of the day, you know, we don't just sit idly and complain. Like, we're bold doers, right? We are the change that we want to see. We're doing things that on the surface seems unrealistic, but if achieved, these things become game changers, and they become a sort of a path, a treaded path for others to follow. Even if we fall short, it's like the steps have been taken, and somebody else, maybe our children or our peers or our mentees, can take forth and push forward this dream of seeing a high agency Africa, self-reliant Africa, strong, prosperous Africa, you know, nations doing well. So, yeah.